Can I have all the kids come up for a kids' corner?
I know we got some stuff going on here, but we got to do that. We've been doing this long enough. Y'all know how to do this. Let's do it one time. Y'all sing with me. She leads it, all right? And you repeat with me. Here we go.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
There we go.
Good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning, Max.
Good morning, Max. Oh, sorry, I didn't hear you. I was all caught up in trying to cast. Good morning.
So, why are you casting?
Oh, I know. You're getting ready for the big fishing trip. You're going to show them your stuff, right?
Not exactly. I'm just practicing my casting techniques, so I'll be ready to fish next time my family goes.
I'm trying to cast my line out farther than my feet, but I'm not having much luck.
Oh, well, maybe I could help you.
I'm not exactly an expert either, but I can get my line out of ways. First, hold your pole out a little bit behind you so you can get a good swing. And then,
like this?
Wait. Hold on. How about I just tell you, and then you go home and practice outside? We don't want to get a hook stuck in anyone's ear or break anything.
Oh, all right. Cast away. Get it? Cast away.
Put it away. I got it. Anyway, you get your pole a little bit behind you so you can get a good swing. Then you swing the pole forward, and when it gets right above you or somewhere where you want to hit the button, and cast your line.
I'll have to practice. I'm sure before I'll be able to do it. I wish I didn't have a hard time doing this.
Don't feel bad. A lot of people have trouble casting.
They do?
Oh, yeah. Casting is something that takes practice to do well. You know, that reminds me of a scripture.
There's a scripture about casting in the Bible?
Actually, there's more than one. In John 21, Jesus told his disciples to cast a net out while they were fishing. That's not the one I was thinking of. 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Casting your care upon him, for he careth for you."
I've heard that one. That means we can give all of our problems and what we are worried about to Jesus, because he cares about us and what we're going through. But what does that have to do with me and my fishing pole?
I'm getting there. Boy, I think we're going to have to work on patience too. If you're planning on going fishing, it takes them fish a while to bite sometimes. Anyway, I think lots of people have trouble casting. I'm not just talking about fishing lines, but casting their cares on Jesus. It's like they have to have this care or problem in their hand, like you had your fishing line. And they just wanted to get away from them.
Like I wanted to get my line way out there.
Exactly. But it just seems like they can't. Maybe they don't cast their cares very far, or they land right in front of them. And they reel them back or pick their problems back up again. When they really need to cast their cares on Jesus and leave them in his hands. He's the only one who can fix their problems, give them what they are looking for.
Like a fisherman is looking for fish, when he casts his line and hook out, Jesus takes our problems and turns them into something good. Like the Bible says, God will give us beauty for ashes.
I guess you could say that. But sometimes people don't cast their cares in the right direction. They just put their trust in other people or things instead of Jesus. That's like they are casting their line out and get it caught in a tree branch, not even near the water or fish.
I think I'm getting it now. The next time I have a care or worry in my hands, I'm going to take it into Jesus. Thanks for all your help, Chico.
Not a problem. Anytime.
Well, I better get going. I've got a lot to practice to do if I'm going to get the hang of this pole. See you later. Bye.
Bye. How about you boys and girls? Do you know how to cast a fishing line? More importantly, do you know how to cast your cares on Jesus? Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for teaching us how to give it all our problems to you. We love you lots. In Jesus' name, amen. Get your cups for change.
While the kids collect change for missions, please join us in singing Friend of God.